Bankstown Art Centre is thrilled to announce the inaugural Bankstown Biennale in 2020. Entitled Symbiosis, the Biennale will bring together a range of artists in one major event across multiple Bankstown venues. With bushfires, COVID-19 and economic change, it's been a big 12 months, I think that's pretty fair to say. Well, the Biennale invited artists to create artistic responses to these events, which actively facilitate individual, collective, and civic responsibility for our planet's sustainability. Alia Parker is a Sydney-based textile designer and researcher, and she has a piece in the Biennale, and she joins us this morning. Alia, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me, Lily. Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
It's great to have you on. Now, first of all, tell us specifically about your piece that people can see.
Yeah, sure. So it's a expanded textile work installation, and it has sort of two parts. One part works with textile waste and fungi, which is in a process of breaking down the textile waste, and then there's another part which is living fungi in jars that invites participants to come and basically care for it and allow it to grow.
Oh, as in like what? Oh, right. So like a little is it? What are those things that kids used to carry around in their pockets? Not Pokemon, but Pokemon. Like they could grow.
Oh, Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. How do participants help kind of nurture it and help it grow?
Yeah. So it's in a. Basically a living species of fungi called Ganoderma steatnum, which is like reishi mushrooms, like a medicinal mushroom. So they're not toxic and safe to consume. But people basically, by shaking the jar, introduce oxygen into the sort of microenvironment, and oxygen allows the fungi to grow. So it allows it to breathe. So it kind of... by engaging with that part of the work, you're kind of helping an organism to flourish. Is that, I'm not sure
about
it.
Yeah, no, it's such an interesting cross-section, right? Because the waste in fashion and textiles is, you know, we're learning that's a really big problem, right? And so yep. I'm guessing your work and your piece specifically is addressing that and saying, hey,
yeah.
Look, here is this... you know, solution or possibility.
Right. So I think, you know, we're sort of at this, there's a multitude of crises that are sort of circling around us. And one of them is definitely textile waste that contributes to climate change. So part of, I guess, a kind of bigger solution that a lot of designers are looking towards is around micro remediation, or looking at how fungi or microorganisms can break down waste, like textile waste, which is cellulose-based. So fungi kind of feed on wood, and essentially like cotton or hemp or linen waste is basically wood at its core. So that's a kind of bigger thing that a lot of designers are looking at. And I guess in my own work, I'm interested in those bigger kind of bio-design conversations, but also thinking about how do we kind of care for or think about non-human organisms that are not just performing the functions to solve human-generated problems, but how do we kind of think about them in more kind of caring and inclusive ways in terms of their own life world? So I suppose it's sort of the work attempts to maybe address some of those issues as well.
Yeah.
Around care.
Bring that kind of to consciousness and to the conversation. What does it mean for you to have your piece in the Biennale?
I feel incredibly honoured to be amongst a host of really great artists and to be invited by Vandana Ram and Heidi Axelson, the curators. So I think there's a really, you know, an interesting cross-section across the Biennale looking at, you know, Indigenous knowledge and thinking about how we consider space and place and country, how we kind of, you know, navigate that through a whole range of different perspectives. So I think I feel really honoured and, to be kind of amongst this kind of conversation that's looking at, the current kind of crisis in from a multitude of facets. So, yeah.
It feels like a really ripe time for art to come into these bigger questions and conversations and really help stimulate conversation with people who may I'm not going to say may not approach it, but I sometimes feel like art has this ability to bring something to the foreground or ask us a question that maybe has previously been too confronting. Would that be fair?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think art has the capacity to provoke us to think in different ways and to, rather than maybe having a really pragmatic or governmental response or looking to the government to kind of solve our problems, which maybe they're not doing particularly well. So, you know, art, I suppose, invites the public in to kind of think about and think through some of these issues on their own terms and through, I guess, an artistic lens that, really allows us to think differently about problems and to kind of arrive at our own conclusions.
Have you been to the Biennale? It's on at the moment. I know it's on until the end of November, I think. Have you seen any of the other artists' installations?
Yeah. I was there for the opening the other weekend on Saturday. So, there was a really lovely vibe. And there's a really great mix of work. So there's Nicole Monks has a work in the courtyard with some really beautiful Garnier lilies. Joan Ross has an excellent video work. So there's a real lovely mix, a really big mural by Maddie Gibbs, Joan Ross and Jason Wing, among a whole range of other artists with various sorts of, installation, sculpture-based work, mixed media. So it's really, varied, which is really great.
Yeah. And in general, how do you feel the Sydney art scene is tracking at the moment?
Oh, that is that's a tricky question to answer. I've actually just had a baby who's 4 weeks old.
Oh, my God, congratulations.
I'm a little bit out of it in terms of the art scene at the moment.
You're totally out of it. And for good reason. And for good reason, Alia.
I've been in a nest.
Oh, my goodness. What a busy time for you then. What a busy time.
Yeah.
Was it a little surreal heading to the opening? I'm guessing you took your little bub, or did you take your bub?
I did. Well, I think, he enjoyed it, but mostly slept through it all.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely interesting thinking about concepts around symbiosis and thinking about, how we kind of live as a human species, in part kind of made up of a whole range of microorganisms, and what does that mean, and kind of how do you kind of look after a little baby right from the very beginning. Certainly kind of is an interesting perspective in thinking about my own work, working with, other kind of baby microorganisms. So it's interesting kind of crossovers intellectually.
Oh, well, Alia Parker, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And we will link to the Bankstown Biennale site so people can see where everything is. But, hey, congratulations and all the best.
Oh, thanks so much. And everyone should get along to see the Biennale. It's really excellent. So,
beautiful. Thanks, Alia.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Bye.